He scopes out the present, shakes out the past, and keeps an eye out on the future. This is the Racing with Bruno podcast. Now, from Lexington, Kentucky, here's Bruno DiGiulio.
Uh-oh. Where is he? Hello? Bruno? We lost our connection, I guess. Technology happens, right? Bruno was supposed to be here to talk about algorithms, and he was supposed to explain how they're used at Bruno with the Works, but he's not... Oh, wait. This might be him.
Hey, this is Bruno DiGiulio.
I figured that.
We're going to talk about our algorithm on our website that you see posted with points and the four-star Works and all the handicapping factors. What we set out to do about 4 years ago is to set up a way to measure all the handicapping factors we offer at Bruno with the Works. I and my webmaster, Travis, we put together a algorithm that automatically used each individual handicapping factor for the horse, including hot trainer, hot jockey. It takes post position into consideration, especially if they're above 15% at the post position. It does add points. It takes away points if the post position is less than 10%. The hot trainer, hot jockey comes into play. And what I did is I put together a point system that would weigh those factors. And I used my own formula of what I thought was a bigger factor in each individual category. So what it does is when the entries come out, the Bruno with the Works database automatically creates the algorithm that goes through the races and gives us an idea of what those points look like. So what you get is a complete report on which horse has the most handicapping factors by points. It is not a selection. It just tells you which horse actually has the biggest factor in the race. The deltas, the zetas, the workouts, the hot streaks, and even intangible qualities as post position, etc. So it's just something really interesting that you can use as a guideline. Now, when we have live handicappers, for example, myself, John, Brian, Amy, who do the races, the average of the top three winning the race is 65%. So our top three choices win about 65% of the races. The algorithm wins at about 52% with the top three. So there is a little bit of a difference between a live handicapper and an algorithm handicap. What makes that interesting is that myself and my staff, we do take the algorithm into account. We do take a look at it in case we miss the horse when we handicap. And that's possibly the factor why 63 to 65% of our top three selections end up winning the race. That's a pretty strong percentage where you get almost 7 out of every 10 or 70 out of 100 that end up winning the race. It makes it a really good feature to have. So the algorithm is not a selection, a handicapping selection by computer, but it's simply pointing out the horses that have the biggest handicapping factor. This has been Bruno with the Works, with a little bit of inside baseball on our site, and in this case, our algorithm.
Wait a second, Bruno. No, there he goes. He must think this number's an answering machine.
Get more from Bruno by going to racingwithbruno.com. This has been the Racing with Bruno podcast.